Going to be playing the album live.
Yeah, we're going to pretty much do the album live and then some other ones, and yeah. Maybe some we might do some covers by some of our favorite ghosts.
Yeah, unfortunately there's just too many of those ghosts out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, many people say, oh, geez, you know, you go to New Orleans, they exercise the ghosts. We want to keep the ghosts.
Yeah.
We want to keep their music.
Keep them around, yeah.
Because the music is, you know, as I said, the lifeblood of every culture.
Yeah.
You know, I think through time, music has been there. Even if nobody spoke the same language.
Yeah.
Music, you know, transcends everything.
Absolutely.
And, so you've got the show coming up on the 2nd.
Yep.
And anything else special going on?
That's the last big show. That's the last show of the year. And then just working on spring tour, which I don't have any dates for yet that are, you know, I don't have any dates to give anybody yet.
Well, they can look on your website
or they can look on my What's Happening page too. Yeah. My website,
DanielleM.com.
Everything, all the news will be there. And all the links, anything you need would be right there. All the social media stuff, if you do any of that, I'm on all that stuff.
So I want to thank you, Danielle, for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Andrew for coming in before.
Yeah, he was great. And, it was awesome.
See, I'm starting to lose my voice. you know, 12 hours on the air. But everybody have a great and happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next week. Enjoy. WMFO, Medford. Thank you.
light, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. That's a nice way to start the show, isn't it? Just throw in a little Jesus and Mary Chain, and that was Cut Dead. Nice track from Psycho Candy. So here's the deal. On Wednesday, as we slide over here, I saw Jesus and Mary Chain. And the story there is that it was a great show. And I was surprised at all the people there, for one. You know, when you see a lot of these old guys, you think, well, you know, I don't really know what's going on. And, you know, I don't know if people still care about this band or what's going on. If it's just going to be a bunch of old people. And it turned out that there were a lot of old people like me, but there were a lot of other people too. So it was nearly sold out. And it was pretty cool. So I have to say that was a very pleasant development, I have to say. And so they have a new record out called Damage and Joy, and we're going to hear from that significantly as well, including this next track, which is one of the lead tracks. This mic is giving me some attitude. And one of the lead tracks, or one of the first tracks they played in the show, Amputation. And we're going to hear that off of the new record, Damage and Joy. 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
I wanna move.
Some candy talking from Jesus and Mary Chain, Psycho Candy, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and this is my show devoted to the Jesus and Mary Chain after having seen them at the Paradise on Wednesday. A great show, and I have no idea who the opening band was. I only talk about what I know, and they played a lot of old stuff and some new stuff as well. The new record, Damage and Joy, we heard from earlier. Prior to Some Candy Talking, Darklands, the title track from that record, Far Gone and Out from Honey's Dead, and Amputation was the track from Damage and Joy that we played leading off the set. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's what's going on here, our Jesus and Mary Chain show. Up next, it's this track, Snake Driver, which I didn't really know that well, taken from the Crow soundtrack. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
Give it some
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Head on from Automatic, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Jesus and Mary Chain. And before that, it was All Things Pass from the new one, Damage and Joy. That's a great song, actually. A lot of the songs on this new record are pretty damn good, I have to say. In a Hole before that from Psycho Candy. And Snake Driver from the Crow soundtrack. You know, what's funny is that I wasn't able to identify all of the songs they played on Wednesday, so I did do a little research. And somebody had, at least they thought they had copied the playlist. I think it was from maybe something that was posted up to a mic stand or something. I don't know. But there were some notable typos in the typed list that was put up online, including Snake Driver, which was actually called Snake River on the list that I saw. But the song name is actually Snake Driver. Anyway, up next, it's let's go with another one from this new record, which I'm really digging all of a sudden. I'm just like, wow, this is new. Usually, a lot of these bands, they're around forever, and then they put out a new record, and nobody pays attention. But this might actually be pretty good. This is Black and Blues with Sky Ferreira, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
My mind and heart breaks.
Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Always Sad from the Damage and Joy record. We've been enjoying that all night long, at least since I got here at 8 o'clock. Before that, April Skies from the Darklands record. Prior to that, Teenage Lust from Honey's Dead, and it was I Hate Rock and Roll. Prior to that, from the compilation I Hate Rock and Roll, and then it was Black and Blues, The Sky Ferreira, starting off the set, another great track from Damage and Joy, the new one from Jesus and Mary Chain. I saw them on Wednesday at the Paradise, and they did a great job. They did a really good job. Very happy that I went, and the tickets weren't even that crazy, so I guess that's all they can charge. They're not going to get people out there for $75 a head. It was like 30-something. Anyway, so that's what's going on. Let's move on. Up next, it's this... by the way, I'm trying to play tracks that... as many tracks as I can from the actual set. So most of these they did actually play. I think it was only the first one I started the show with back when I got here after the prior DJ. I don't think they played Cut Dead, but Amputation and a lot of the others that I played so far, they actually did play, including this next one, which is called Sidewalking, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.